You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. Now, Staples 1-inch 3-ring binders are $1.92. One subject notebooks are just 25 cents, and two pocket poly folders are just 35 cents each. Make back to school your business at Staples.
In store only while supplies last. Offer ends 9/1/18, limit 30.
Know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do, is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression, unsigned, treated with profession, inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it, say yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say yeah. If you really ready, say yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, 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 yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Maggie Love, and we're live from Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Get Lifted Radio. As always, I appreciate everybody who continues to tune in and also support Get Lifted Entertainment, Get Lifted Radio, the platform. Tonight, we're going to discuss marketing and promotion, as well as myself giving out a few tips and a little bit of information to artists, as well as a producer, publisher, writer. There's a bit of information that I'll be giving out for you that could be helpful. I hope everybody is having a good week so far. I know it's Super Tuesday in some of the states, so hopefully those of you who are registered to vote got out and cast your votes. This year is definitely going to be a very interesting election, but that definitely will be a topic of discussion here coming up on Turn Up Tuesdays Get Lifted Radio. My first track I'm going to get into tonight is actually from Kingston, Jamaica. In between discussing tonight's topic, which is marketing, promotion, I'm going to make sure that I get in as many tracks as possible in tonight's rotation. I appreciate all the artists who continue to submit tracks, DJs, publicists, bloggers. I appreciate everybody. There's other radio platforms that are submitting and sending us tracks. Sharing is caring. Thank you very much for that. And with that being said, we're going to get into our first track. It's by Brian Art. You can follow him on Twitter at Brian Art Music. And that's B-R-Y-A-N Art, A-R-T, Music, M-U-Z-I-K. And the first track is titled Knowledge is Power, right here on Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow!
Love day in the sun. Finally, evening comes, so me sit down round the back and read a book and hold a jar. Soon you know me not fi take no chat from no boy, cause me don't have a plan for them. And it no mean I go say no man for them. Cause if a book them a read and a treat we like clown, who say we have to take it lying down? Knowledge is the power, we control the tower, and rival Elizabeth crown. Yeah, things will be better. Up, up, Mr. Step already better. Rise with the wind like a bird. Fly with the eagle, then they sing like a bird. Yeah. when the troops them deploy. Disrespect, all I call man boy, I rather sing one song for them than make my family come sing no song key then. Because I know them think I'll pass a long time. That's when you got to take it lying down. But knowledge is the power, we control the tower. But don't make them catch you spellbound, cause things will be better. Up, up, listen, step already better. Rise with the wind like a feather. Fly with the eagle, then we sing like a bird. Things have to get better. Up, up, listen, step already better. No matter what the time or the way.
Roll on. Big camera. say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal. The hoes say they for you, but ain't nobody for you. I'm with the same group. I got my same book. Don't let them change you. Fuck with the same group. The niggas say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal.
They gon' say the same thing. Now I'm on and I'm tryna get my change up. Can't trust cause I'm ready for the change up. See, I played Rick Ball when I came up. Was a pitcher, but I never threw a change up. I'm that nigga on the mic. Fight my nigga, we gon' fight. My car got it on sight. Now they got my car doing life. The only thing I changed was my life. The only thing I changed was the price. And I'm still going up. OG just turned 40 years old, but he keep a 40 and he still gon' fuck. Niggas hate it on up, but I'm hanging with the same old clique, fucking with the same little chick. My nigga on the run, but he came for the leak. And I ain't talking Drake when I say we rip the same old seat. You ain't talk the same old shit. And you can ride for your crew, but would they ride if you was doing that same old shit? Nah.
These niggas say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal. Ain't nobody loyal. These hoes say they for you, but ain't nobody for you. Ain't nobody for you. But with the same crew. I got my same boo. Don't let them change you. Fuck with the fame, do. These niggas say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal. These hoes say they for you, but ain't nobody for you. I'm with the same crew. I got my same boo. Give a fuck about the fame, cause a real nigga never change up.
32 and SLE into the death of me. Had some niggas say they rhyme and they left me. Through it all, E and Ty always next to me. If nothing else, I swear they always get respect for me. I never question if they loyal or they rep for me. And if I deal with you, I don't know of nothing else to be. Fuck a nigga if he ain't loyal. Can't ask me shit but to pray for him. The vision is tunnel from here and beyond. I'm done going up out of my way for him. I learned from my mom's how to love hard. I learned from my pops how to love smart. I learned how to spot when they fly and got eyes on your prize. Gotta watch how they watch you. Niggas, it's not for you, they got it out for you. No explanation, just how they do. R.I.P. cuz your homie took your life from you. My girl just told me, watch out who you bring to this house with you.
These niggas say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal.
Ain't nobody loyal.
I
got a brother in blood, another one cuz. You motherfuckers get it in blood. I hit up the plug, I tell that nigga, give me the drugs. That nigga baby mama talking to the cops for us.
That ain't loyal.
Say she got mad cause she went through your phone to pop some pictures of some hoes. But there ain't no reason to be snitching, catch them in the club. Put some gangster bitches on them hoes. Leg. Daddy wasn't here, mama was in the club. I was raised in the streets, I was raised by G's. I done paid my dues, I done paid my fees. Better act by me, bitch. Even if I know you and my folks don't like you, how I motherfucking do you? Loyalty, it comes with the royalty. I'm an outcast, bitch, hootie hootie. I got folks selling dope, weed and coke. I would say they name, but I'm loyal to the game. Nigga, I don't know nothing, folks. I take it with me to the dirt, bitch. I got some killers on some merch shit. And my girl ain't perfect, but I know that bitch loyal.
These niggas say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal. Ain't nobody loyal. These hoes say they for you, but ain't nobody for you. I'm with the same crew. I got my same boo. Don't let them change you. Fuck with the fame, do. These niggas say they loyal, but ain't nobody loyal. These hoes say they for you, but ain't nobody for you. I'm with the same crew.
got my same boo. Give a fuck like a fame club. A real nigga never change up.
Yo, it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magic Love. We're live from Jacksonville, Florida, right here on Get Lifted Radio. And tonight, this topic is, I'm going to be discussing a little bit about marketing and promotion. Also, just giving out a few tips to artists out there, certain basic tasks that I feel like every artist should have accomplished, especially if you consider yourself pushing for a career. Let me see. What I want to get into real quick is a couple of the basic tasks that I feel like every artist should begin with when starting a music career journey, if you will. Definitely the very first thing is knowing and understanding the aspects of the field you're exploring. If you're going to be an artist, I definitely recommend that you at least do some research, develop a plan, develop a team, have some sort of a budget to get you started. I've learned over the past 3.5-4 years of doing this, a budget is very important. And when I say budget, I'm not saying that you necessarily have to have $250,000, $500,000. That would be great, but unfortunately, we don't live in a world where everybody has that type of money. So it is important to have some sort of budget. Starting off, you might want to save up a little bit before you get into any type of proceedings and going forward where you have to have large amounts of money. You want to start off small with your budget. You can build up get your bio done, get a website done, get a photo shoot done. You know, some of those basic tasks, if you network with the right individuals, it doesn't take a lot of money. To just have a brand starting off looking professional. You don't want to be mediocre coming out the gate. People will not take you serious, especially nowadays. You have a lot of competition. You have a lot of reality TV shows that are looking for talent, etc. So it's important that when you present your brand and you come out the gate jumping out, you want to present yourself in the best possible way. So that's where creating a business plan and a team and a budget is going to be very helpful to you, to also go in conjunction with understanding the business aspect of whatever field you're in, whether it be an artist, whether it be a songwriter, producer. You have to know what it is that you need to accomplish, and unfortunately it's like school, it's like teaching yourself. So if you're not willing to put in that research and study, I have no idea why you would even say that you're pursuing a music career, or you know, any other career for that matter. One other thing I wanted to touch on is trademarking and copyright. For those of you who don't understand what trademarking is, trademarking and copyright, they're not the same thing. Copyright is actually protecting something that has to do with art, whether it be writing, it could be a painting, it could be a book, something of that nature. Trademarking is actually protecting a logo, design, or a name. So if you have a merchandise company and you don't want anybody to run off and steal your idea, the best thing to do is get your logos trademarked, get your name trademarked. If you don't want anybody running off with your performance name, anything of that nature, you want to make sure that you get it trademarked. You can visit uspto.gov/trademarks. Right off the top of my head, that's a $250 fee on a federal level. The federal level will cover you throughout the U.S. Some people get it done on a state level, which, that is the cheaper route. However, it only covers you within that particular state. So if you live in the state of Florida and you get your logos or your name trademark on a state level, you're only protected in the state of Florida. In any other state, someone can run off with your idea. So again, that website is uspto.gov. And as far as copyrighting your music and any other type of art or work, body of work, you want to go to copyright.gov. And depending on how you apply, whether it be electronically or via the mail, I believe it's like $35 to $50 or something of that nature. Don't quote me on the fees because they do change. So I'll leave that up to you to do your research and make sure you check out the pricing. But that's copyright.gov to go and check out that information. And when I come back, I got some more information for you. This next track we're going to get into is by Janet Marrero. It's titled Trust Me. She's representing Cleveland, Ohio, by way of ATL, Georgia. You can follow her on Twitter at Janet, J-E-N-E-T, Marrero, M-A-R-R-E-R-O. Here we go with Trust Me on Turn Up Tuesdays. Bow.
Heard you got a new chick.
Oh, yeah.
I also heard she ain't got nothing on me.
Nope.
You say you want a new shit, but you using her to get to me because you still know you want me. Boy, you funny. I'ma play dumb, though. I'ma stun on you while you playing with these dumb hoes. I'ma count this money and just hope you don't fumble. Yeah, you tried to hold me up, but I had to run, though. Ain't wanna let you go, but I had to let you know. You tried to play me, and that was unacceptable. Couldn't handle me, so I hit you with the adios. The best thing I could've did, how about a toast? He might be mad, cause I ain't give him a last dose. I ain't the type to say goodbye, I just get ghost. I keep it moving like I'm NASCAR racing. I'm in the league, cause I don't chase him, I replace him. Trust me, she wish she was me. Mad cause I'm that bitch, oh yeah, she must be. Front view is on point, back view is lovely. Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your hubby. Right now how I'm feeling, I don't care about nothing. Man, I'm higher than a knot right now. I don't really know what these bitches thought right now, but I'm on one, going through a lot right now. Trust me, she wish she was me. Trust me, she wish she was me. Wish she was me, mad cause I'm that bitch, oh yes she must be. Trust me, she wish she was me. I've got a question, why they mad though? I'm just trying to live, trying to get the cash flow. I'm just trying to get the money for the landlord. Take some trips, put some stamps on a passport. Let me guess, you don't know who you fucking with, do you? You ain't never had it done the way that I'ma do you. I take your ass for a ride, hold tight. I have you feeling right all night. Nah, I ain't saying I'm the best, no. I am saying that I'm better than the rest, though. I'm all about them dollars, yeah, the pesos. I wave at a hater, throw them bitches pesos. Don't know, now you know, I'm the way to go. Money machine, you ain't pass unless you pay the toll. I'm choosing, I'm like, any, meeny, miny, mo. They falling for me, I call them boys dominoes. Trust me, she wish she was me. Mad cause I'm that bitch, oh yeah, she must be. Front view is on point, back view is lovely. Hide your kids, hide your wife, hide your hubby. Right now how I'm feeling, I don't care about nothing. Man, I'm higher than a knot right now. I don't really know what these bitches thought right now, but I'm on one, going through a lot right now. Trust me, she wish she was me. Trust me, she wish she was me. Trust me, she wish she was me. Mad cause I'm that bitch, oh yes she must be. Trust me, she wish she was me.
I got a question, why they mad though?
You are now rocking with Maggie Love on Get Lifted Radio. Turn It Up Tuesdays. I appreciate everybody for tuning in. Let's go. And what it do. We are back. I'm going to get right back into our topic of discussion for tonight, which is marketing, promotion, as well as myself giving away a few tips and websites that I feel like are important to artists. And like I said, the last thing that we touched on was trademarking, copywriting, developing a business plan, developing a team, developing a budget, and first and foremost, making sure that you research and understand the business side of whatever field you're exploring. If you don't do your research, it's almost like you're diving into a pond and you have no idea how deep it is. You may hit your head on a rock, or you may just keep on going down to the bottom and I hope you can swim. That's just pretty much how it is. So without the research, it does make things a little bit difficult. If you don't know exactly what it is that you're researching, I mean, you Google, I'm sure, some of the strangest things. So just take the time and write out a list of things that you may want to know. You got questions, write the questions down and, you know, do what you need to do to find your answers. Reach out to individuals. That's a huge part and benefit of networking. Don't be afraid to ask questions. Don't be a know-it-all, because at the end of the day, there is no blueprint to this. Everything that may work for someone else, it may not work for you. You definitely have to find your own niche and find what works for you and your brand, or you and your clients. You may deal with a roster of clients. Every client is different. I know for me, I have a couple of clients and they're definitely different. So you have to put in that work and find out what's going to work and what's not going to work. I want to touch on real quick, making sure that you also purchase your domain. Go to GoDaddy.com. That's about $12.99. Sometimes they have specials. If you go to RetailMeNot.com or RetailMe, RetailMeNot also has an app. Sometimes you can find promo codes there to get coupons to save additional monies on those domains. But nonetheless, just know that you don't have to have a website in order to purchase a domain. It could be something that you want to purchase later on down the line and you're not ready for it, but you don't want anybody to have that particular domain that you're going to use. So it's a small investment. It'll be worth it. You won't be frustrated 6 months down the line when you're ready to start your site and somebody has your domain name. Also, artists, you want to make sure that you get registered with a performance right organization, whether it be ASCAP, BMI, or SESAC. They collect your royalties for you if your songs are being played in movies, elevators, TV shows, concerts, video games, the digital streaming platforms as well. They are also, if you register with these different platforms and you get your music within those streaming platforms, that they will also keep royalties on those different spins as well. And how you accomplish getting your music on iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music, whatever other digital, there's a lot of digital platforms that are coming about where you can stream music. And you just don't know where you are until you actually put in the time and maybe Google your name. You may be on Google Play as well, Amazon, and you pretty much make that happen. There's three sites that I'm aware of. One is TuneCore.com. The other is SongCastMusic.com. And then you also have CD Baby. And each one of those sites, there is a fee. However, if it's $20, I know it's $20 on SongCast Music to upload an album. They sell your track on iTunes for 99 cents. Like, If you can't get 20 people to purchase your track for 99 cents, then you need to go back to the drawing board as far as your marketing plan and your promotional execution, and just figure out a better way. Because if you're an individual who's pursuing this as a career and you're at a point where you have your music on those platforms, you have decent artwork, you've done shows and things of that nature, and you can't get the individuals who say they support you to purchase your music, there's something that's lacking within your marketing and promotional strategy. So maybe invest in getting a consultation from artist developer such as myself, getting consultations maybe from someone from a PR standpoint, a publicist standpoint. You have to be able to reach out and work with other people who can, and you have to be able to take constructive criticism. If you can't take constructive criticism, then it's gonna definitely be a long road ahead for you. So with that being said, you can get your music on those different platforms with those three sites. Again, that's TuneCore.com, CDBaby.com, and SongcastMusic.com. And each one of those sites will contribute a different percentage. I believe on SongcastMusic.com, you get like 70 cents per 99 cents that's purchased. And depending on how they price your album, sometimes it's at priced at $9.99. I do believe you get $6.99 or $7.99 of that. That goes towards royalties. If your music on Spotify, even though an individual can't purchase your music on Spotify, each and every time they spin one of your tracks, it definitely counts, and it goes towards royalty payouts as well. So those are just some quick ways that you can achieve revenue. That revenue can go back into t-shirts, videos, and other promotional merchandise that you may come up with. It can go into helping you come up with a budget for social media promotion. You may need blog posts, you may need a commercial, who knows, but that money definitely comes in very handy. So that's just a little bit about, like I said, getting your music on digital platforms, making sure you register with the performing rights organizations. Again, ASCAP is $50 for artists, and BMI is free for artists. It's $150 to $250 for publishers, and I'm not exactly sure the cost on, I call it SESAC. SESAC. I'm not exactly sure the cost on there, but you can go to their website and check it out. I don't really hear very many people talking about that particular performance right organization. I hear mainly either ASCAP or BMI. So, again, a lot of people feel like you have to get signed and all that extraness in order to start producing revenue, but that's not the case. If you begin, like I said, if you begin and you come out the gate the right way, people see that you're taking your craft very serious. You invest in yourself, your artwork, your videos. You're not being skimp on the videos. Everything will go hand in hand, and that revenue will be there, and you'll be like, wow. And the next thing you know, you're being booked for shows, and you'll be like, wow. And then next thing you know, it's like, wow, wow, wow. So you just got to put in the work. You got to find the right individuals that are going to help you execute the tasks that need to be done. And again, that goes back to the beginning, which is understanding the business side of things, developing a plan, developing a team, developing a budget. And when I say develop a team, know the positions that you need help in that are priority. You know, if you need marketing manager, operation manager, street team coordinator, then those should be the things that you focus on. If you're not really in a position to have a publicist right now, a tour publicist, a booking agent, and all those things, then don't focus on those. those particular areas, focus on the areas that would help you grow the most at the particular time that you're in. Some of those positions you may not be able to afford. You may find somebody who's willing to fulfill those positions for free, do intern work. Or there could be a fan out there who's willing to step up and help you accomplish your goals as far as, you know, your artistry and your craft. So, like I said, that's a little bit about that. If you have any questions, you can hit me up on Twitter. I am Maggie Love, IAMMAGILOVE. You can also hit me up on Facebook, Maggie Love, MAGILOVE. And we're going to get into our next track, Austin Blanco, representing Massachusetts. This track is titled Moolah. It's also featuring another artist, goes by Flyboy Dizzy. And shout out to Derek Lemire of GetMoneyMusic.com for putting us on to Mr. Austin Blanco. And like I said, here we go with Moolah, Turn Up Tuesday.
Ah. It's Blanco. Dizzy, where you at? My pockets are empty, man. I need some moolah.
I need some moolah.
Hit up the waitress, that rhymes like a Ruger. Never asleep, I'm like Buff Freddy Krueger. She want me to cuff, so she all on my rooster. Pull up to the scene and I hop out the hoopty. Come see my life, how it play like a movie. I'm always on point, flow nothing but net. Cut that hoe off like I'm cutting a check. Finna pop off, you see that I'm hot now.
Hot now.
Straight to the bread, there's no chance I'ma stop now.
Stop now.
Throw it all up and then watch it all drop now.
Drop now.
Ball NBA, there's no chance I'ma flop now.
Flop now.
I need the money to support my fam. And living off my music was always the plan. Us Blanco team, Dizzy making moves, game of chess. Need that money to invest and show them I got next. I just need some money, need some money. Tell me, do you feel me?
Feel me?
Money for tickets, money for tickets. People spending money to hit me.
We live, boy. Blanco, what up?
Now I just need some dough, need some dough. Let them know, let them know, let them know, let them know.
Yeah.
Chasing the paper, work for the cash. Cha-ching. No time to break bread with these toes.
Get the money, get a coffee. When I step out, it's a movie. Killing shit since the juvie. Gold curl like I'm juvie. Broke niggas got a lot of time. Do you dirty for a dollar sign. They know we poppin' like bottle wine. These diamonds on me like I gotta shine. Demographics in the merchandising. Your bitch on me, my merchant wifey. Killing shit like I got a license. These hundreds and fifties are so enticing. Posted up, me and Blanco. Wouldn't trust a nigga with a blindfold. Just want to roll it with the time froze. 20 bitches in a Tahoe.
I just need some money, need some money. Tell me, do you feel me?
Feel me?
Money for tape, money for tickets. People spending money to hear me.
Yeah.
Now I just need some dough, need some dough. Let them know, let them know, let them know, let them know. Chasing the paper, work for this cash. Cha-ching. No time to break bread with these hoes.
I'm done past that point, I'm no return. sorry. Fair game, girl, but you play me like a sorry. Sorry for the nights that I called you on the phone, and I'm sorry for never even doing anything wrong. And I'm sorry for the gifts, every gift was a mistake. Sorry for the love, cause all of that stuff was fake. I'm sorry for buying you everything you wanted. My bad for being used, abused, and disappointed. Wait, no, I feel sorry for you. You did me dirty, girl, I hope you feel horrible too. So go ahead, tell everyone you know how I'm a joke and how I can't be you alone. I'm a creep, I'm a loser, and I'm stalking my ex. But after 3 years, you can't answer a text. When I'm alone, you just know that you're now just a memory. You'll be asking, do you remember?
In the Loch Ness, I talk shit, I just do it for the profit. So rock it, baby girl, bust it back. Only really brought you here to see you pop it. That hot shit, the hot shit, get it wetter than the Loch Ness. I talk shit, I just do it for the profit. So rock it, baby girl, bust it back. Only really brought you here to see you pop it. That hot shit, the hot shit, get it wetter than the Loch Ness. I talk shit, I just do it for the profit. So rock it, baby girl, bust it back. Only really brought you here to see you pop it.
Falling higher and higher.
Yo, it's Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Magi Love. And that was Justin Ruff with I'm With It. Previous to that was Justin Aries with Wish You Bad. You can follow Justin Ruff at Justin Ruff Music on Twitter. You can check out Justin Aries at OMG, Justin Aries, and A-R-I-E-S, just like the horoscope sign, zodiac sign. OMG, Justin Aries, that was Wish You Bad, and he was representing Philly. We got Justin Ruff representing Cincinnati, Ohio. And Justin Ruff also has a new project out called The Ruff Draft. You can check that out on iTunes. You can also check it out on SoundCloud. And that's Justin, R-U-F-F, Justin Ruff Music. And I'm going to get a little bit back into some of tonight's topic, which is promotion and marketing. Previously, I was just giving out a bit of information I felt like was imperative to artists. A couple of sites there for trademarking. One was for trademarking, one was for copyright. How to get your music on digital platforms such as iTunes, Spotify, etc., which is TuneCore, SongcastMusic.com, CDBaby.com, and I'm sorry, that's TuneCore.com. Those are three of the sites that I know right off the top of my head. I do also know that Reverb Nation offers digital distribution as well, so you could check them out as far as pricing. Don't forget to register yourself with a performance right organization such as ASCAP, ASCAP, BMI, and SESAC, SESAC. Purchase a domain name, copyright your music at copyright.gov. Legalize and trademark your logos and your brand names, your performance name, USPTO.gov/trademarks. Right now what I want to talk about a little bit is marketing and promotion. I'm not going to get too much into depth because you can always call me and we can do a personal consultation that's catered around you specifically, whether you be an artist, a model, a author, songwriter, producer, DJ. We're definitely here. Get Lifted Entertainment is here to help you expand your brand. You can contact me at 323-642-8033. You can always check out the website and contact me there as well, or email me at getliftedentpromo@gmail.com. But real quick, what I wanted to touch on is the marketing and promotion. There is a difference. Marketing, it goes into a little bit more depth for you to be able to execute proper promotion. Marketing, it pretty much goes into depth by analyzing compiled information through different analytics. Hopefully you are keeping track of your analytics, your Twitter, your tweets, your Facebook insights, your website hits, your SoundCloud plays, YouTube views, every platform that you're on and it has generated numbers. You want to have yourself or someone assigned to making sure that those numbers and reports are reviewed, because at the end of the day, analyzing those numbers and that will help you project and know the demographics, project your movements as far as your strategy, also can help you project sales, and it will also help you come up with a demographic for your particular brand. Knowing who your target audience is it's important, because at the end of the day, if you don't know who it is that you're marketing to, how do you know about going? What kind of marketing strategy do you have? Do you just go out there with a bunch of different ideas and say, hey, I hope this works? The more you know about your fan base, the better off you are and you will be coming up with promotion strategies, coming up with platforms and mediums that you should use, like TV, internet, radio, whether it be blog placements, sites placements, interviews, question Q&A interviews, that will help you. And then, you know, on the promotional side of things, it's actually finding different platforms and different mediums to execute whatever your marketing plan is. So if your marketing plan incorporates, you know, street team promo, then you have to figure out a way to execute that particular medium. If it entails email blast, then you got to figure out a way to execute that marketing strategy through promotion. The same thing with online promotion. People blindly promote themselves online without any type of strategy. And even if your strategy is just knowing the most popular time that your particular fan base and supporters may be online and things of that nature, like, that's important, because the more people are interacting with you via social media, the better off your numbers will be, the better off it looks like, you know, you have a strong fan base, they engage, and they don't hesitate about being involved with your career. They show that they fully are engaged and want to know what's going on, and when you put something out there, that they're interested. So finding the proper mediums, individuals to execute, it is a lot of research, it's a lot of work, but again, it goes back to the building a team, the beginning, building a team. If you build a team of genuine individuals who are not going to be lackadaisical, they only want to do it on this day and that day, then you'll be all right. This is not a, being an entrepreneur in any field is not easy. It's constant work. And if you're not consistently working or in a creative state of mind, I mean, of course you want to live a little bit and give yourself a break and, you know, be free a little bit of the working mode. But of course, we all know in order for you to be successful in any field that you're in, you have to put in the time. And when you're building your own business, it's going to take a lot of time. It's not, there aren't any shortcuts unless you just so happen to come across a lot of money. And even then, it may not be shortcuts. You still got to put in some work. So that's the difference between marketing and promotion. You know, marketing is analyzing your data and coming up with different strategies to execute via promotion. And then promotion is, you know, basically finding the platforms and the mediums to execute the marketing plan. And sometimes that may incorporate a publicist and sometimes it may not. A publicist, they have contacts within the music industry, especially like the blogging atmosphere and different press outlets, so that they can help get your music dispersed. Let the people know who you are, constantly keeping fresh materials out there. So in order for an individual to have a publicist, number one, you need a budget. Number two, there has to be content. If there isn't content, then it's hard for a publicist to do their job. So just making sure you're investing in artwork, photo shoots, studio time, and not just recording. When you invest in studio time, make sure you invest in mixing and mastering. Just because you're an independent artist doesn't mean that that aspect of recording should be eliminated, because it should not, especially if you're one that wants to be putting your music out on iTunes and things of that nature. You want people to purchase it, they go to put it in their car. You don't want one song to sound louder than the next. I'm just going to put it out there like that. So with marketing and promotion, there are certain things that you should have in play, and definitely, you know, the trademarking, the copyright, domain name, will come into play, because you can also use your domain name to create a blog for yourself. Maybe you want to create a vlog, a video vlog, where you, you know, you have videos of you recording in the studio, something maybe that you're doing outside of music. You just want people to keep in tune with you. That would be a good way to utilize your domain name until you get a website built. You want to have an EPK in order to help with different execution of promotions. If you have an EPK and they're being email blasts done or newsletters and things of that nature, it'd be very easy to incorporate your EPK, which will consist of your bio. It will consist of music, your social media links, links to videos. If you have any press already out there, such as blog write-ups, website placements, Q&A interviews, things of that nature, that's all considered press, and you want to make sure you keep track of those links, so that way, you know, they can be incorporated in your into your EPK. And an EPK is an electronic press kit. Electronic press kit essentially is like your resume. It shows what you've been doing. It tells about yourself, of course, with the bio. When you include music, you want to at least include one of the most recent tracks that you're promoting. Same thing as videos. You want to make sure you're including your shows and things of that nature, so that way if somebody looks at your EPK, they can say, hey, okay, I see that they do this, they did this, boom, boom, boom. We can find them here. Here's their videos. If you have merch, you want to put that on there too. And we do all that service to help you get that EPK in order. You can visit our website, getliftedentertainment.com, and we'll get things cracking for you. If you're also in need of any type of email blast, radio play, blog placements, magazine placements, internet, radio interviews, things of that nature, we do offer, our network offers a variety of those services. We have a Power 30 blog placement package as well. So you can, again, visit getliftedentertainment.com. And if you have any questions, give me a call at 323-642-8033. And I'm going to get into my next track real quick. We have David Camden representing Tampa, Florida with Who Says You Need Money? Me, I do. But here we go with David Camden, Who Says You Need Money, right here on Turn Up Tuesday.
Who says you need to have money to have fun? Whoa, oh, oh, whoa. together tonight. You and me together tonight. And the feeling is alright. It's you and me together, you and me together. And who says you need to have money? Who says you need to have money? Who says you need to have money to have fun? Oh, who says you need to have money? Who says you need to have money? Who says you need to have money? Who says, who says, who says? Who says you need to have money?
Sometimes it feels that life is just a game you play. It seems to never go your way, Fuck these rappers. Blow your brains out, bitches. Know the mob niggas need to slow it down.
Slow it down.
I'm with somebody, bitch, we bout to blow it down.
Blow it down.
I green step funny, nigga, blow your mind. You a G, nigga, slow it down. I know them boys in the hood don't like you.
Slow it down.
And them thugs still taking your money.
Slow it down.
And them hoes still fucking you over.
Slow it down.
And them G's ain't respecting you, soldier.
Slow down.
I woke up this morning feeling hood than a motherfucker. AK under my pillow, I'm good than a motherfucker. Speaking of good than a motherfucker, I just got some head and it was good than a motherfucker. I swear he on that crack again. Leave you with a steel post like an African. Afghan Kush Cadillac again. I got your bitch in the back of the Cadillac again. Hey, homes, we chiefing. Tequila in the system, she leaking. We in the backseat, geeking out the backseat, speaking Mexican or Puerto Rican. El Sombrero, El Dorado, lyrical cocaine, sell it to Pablo. In this rap game, boy, they all know I am Shaitan,
El Diablo.
Know the mob niggas need to slow it down.
Slow it down.
I'm with somebody, bitch, we bout to blow it down.
Blow it down.
I green step funny, nigga, blow your mind.
You a G,
nigga, slow it down. I know them boys in the hood don't like you.
Slow it down.
And them thugs still taking your money.
Slow it down.
And them hoes still fucking you over.
Slow it down.
And them G's ain't respecting you, soldier.
Slow down.
Yo bitch say I go hard than a motherfucker. Last night she came hard than a motherfucker. Speaking of hard than a motherfucker, I woke up this morning dick hard than a motherfucker. It's time for a pimp to start checking y'all. They locked the door, I came in like a wrecking ball. They talking behind my bitch back, but she can't hear with all them diamonds in her ear.
Okay. That bitch thinks she fine.
That's the sound of broke hoes when they stand in line. Black skirt, black boots, she got that gothic look. Slow down, she got a pistol in her pocketbook. Better come up out them heels, hoes, she popping at you. And when she make bail, I go get her out of jail.
That's right, baby.
Y'all hoes too scary. The murder house was built on top of a cemetery, motherfucker. Motor mob niggas need to slow it down.
Slow it down.
I'm with somebody, bitch, we bout to blow it down.
Blow it down.
I green step funny, nigga, blow your mind.
You a G,
nigga, slow it down. I know them boys in the hood don't like you.
Slow it down.
And them thugs still taking your money.
Slow it down.
And them hoes still fucking you over.
Slow it down.
And them G's ain't respecting you, soldier.
Slow down.
I woke up this morning still mad than a motherfucker. The DJ made me mad than a motherfucker. Speaking of mad than a motherfucker, your man calling and he mad than a motherfucker. He drive fancy cars, he wear fancy clothes, he eat caviar, but I got the drove. And she want to smoke, and I want to poke, and she want me to. Sucks to be you. Motor mob niggas need to slow it down.
Slow it down.
I'm with somebody, bitch, we bout to blow it down.
Blow it down.
I green step funny, nigga, blow your mind.
You a G,
nigga, slow it down. I know them boys in the hood don't like you.
Slow it down.
And them thugs still taking your money.
Slow it down.
And them hoes still fucking you over.
Slow it down.
And them G's ain't respecting you, soldier.
Slow down.
Money isn't everything when it's the only thing. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. With a diamond ring. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. Okay, I grew up something like a screw up. If you ain't rocking with us, you can kiss up on my two nuts. Nail me to the cross if you have to. But I'm a king, I need a throne and a castle. If rapping don't work, then it's bad news. Escobar dreams, I can't make that at fast food. I can't live like Beatrice, getting paid average. Should be driving a Bugatti, living in Miami. Plotting, planning on a fit I'm wearing to the Grammys. Flows raw, hella bars like I'm dealing Zannies. My attitude is on Charlemagne. Fake love, good actors like Martin Payne. Damn, they just
my verses from my skin color. Like, am I telling lies? And have I ever struggled? Come to my city and ask about the grind. It wasn't overnight, it really took some time. I brought the bread when I show up, watch the pigeons fly.
Money isn't everything when it's the only thing. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. With a diamond ring. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. Money isn't everything when it's the only thing. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. With a diamond ring. Birdman hand rub with
my
a diamond ring.
My pops is from the islands, but I grew up in New Orleans. And out my neighborhood, I'm the one who went the farthest. Not saying that I'm ballin', you won't see me on the Forbes list. But I do my thing, and to my section, I'm important. To them, I'm Michael Jordan. I try to give them hope. I'm praying that they never cross me, Lord, like the Pope. Smoking on a cloud got me feeling like I had wings. Trying to touch a meal, Steve Jobs with a Mac screen. I be getting slept on. Well, my heart is Teflon. I used to be broke, broke. I used to get flexed on. Now they wanna ride with me. Then they wasn't acting right. Girl, you turn my appetite. Wouldn't hit you with magic spike. That's no homo. I had to be riding solo in a photo. Then wiping a woman who only want likes on the photos. And probably wouldn't be around if I was just a hobo. So money over everything, you already know though.
Money isn't everything when it's the only thing. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. With a diamond ring. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. Money isn't everything when it's the only thing. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring. With a diamond ring. Birdman hand rub with a diamond ring.
Wow, to me, I look at myself as worth $1 billion, more than what money can imagine, but I never really put a tag on myself. I let other people do that. I never really try to value myself till I get $1 billion, and I haven't got $1 billion yet. So as a child, I always felt like if I can make $1 million, I can make $100 million. If I feel like I can get $100 million, I'm just 9 steps away from being a billionaire, and that's the goal. That's the whole goal, that's the goal, accomplishment. Just to set these entities up, let the artists be as big as they want, or as big as they can, and keep growing as a brand. Michael Jackson sold 750 million records, man. We got a long way to go.
What's up? This your boy Looney Benz with Off the Porch Entertainment. You rocking with Magic Love and Get Lifted Radio on Turn Up Tuesdays. Turn up.
What's up? What's up, world? Yeah. Thugging as I usually do. President of California. Badass up in the building with Guadon Dollar Sign. Rhyme Scheme and the legendary Spike Wiggity Wiggity One. Blah.
If a nigga go snitching on me, I'ma put him in a casket. Blah! It's just as simple as that. It's Mr. Barcellini with the attack under my shirt. Ready to put a nigga up under the dirt. I got the motherfucking balls, brain, money, and power. Ready to get it in before the game goes sour. Rolling with my strap on the side of me. With a real nigga, fake motherfuckers trying to be. Boss out like we won a lottery. He's a bitch ass nigga, don't lie to me. Cause you can still get caught up in a robbery. Fucking around with the S to the P to the I to C to E. Got a lot of real niggas that'll ride with me. And fuck you bitch ass niggas too blind to see. If you fuck with them niggas, you gon' be ducking with them niggas. Run like a bitch and tell trap.
Bad news is so devastating. Catch your flesh with a rocket, your soul is levitating. Your mind state is a basement, my brain's an elevator. I take you up to a level to escalate your paper. Once you advance to that paper, you gon' see hella haters. Propaganda, lots of cameras and perfectrators. Helicopters, SWAT trucks, go city coppers. I'm so focused, I'm always waving, see you later. My arm hurting from always waving, see you later.
I'm on my west side shit. This is west side, bitch. I'm with Spike to the to one. Want some less ride shit. Detroit City living and trying to make it in this game. Where these niggas lame. We spit fire like propane. So I'm staying up in my brain. On that lyrical tip, lyrical shit. Killing niggas with them lyrics to hit. I'm on the west coast trying to put my city on the map. begging like 94 because the jealous got me strapped. I keep my hand on my gun, but they ain't got me on the run. Hanging with Bossolini, trying to get it by the ton. I be my West Side Connect because my niggas got reach, but I'm hot. Just like the left side of the sink, I'm in the city of low riders and khaki suits. Game banging NWA and the big homie Snoop. If you fuck with them niggas, you gon' be ducking with them niggas. Run like a bitch and tail tucking with them niggas.
Bad news is so devastating. Catch your flesh with a rocket, your soul is levitating. Your mind state is a basement, my brain's an elevator. I take you up to a level to escalate your paper. Once you advance to that paper, you gon' see hella haters. Propaganda, lots of cameras and perpetrators. Helicopter, SWAT trucks, go city coppers. I'm so focused, I'm always waving, see you later. My arm hurting from always waving.
Problems with the guy you might end up missing. Or an ICU in critical condition. AK-47, Chinese sedition. The one I have to involve my militant henchmen. But it go on one over frivolous tension. Yeah, why be spitting, don't get nothing twisted. In a hospital with minutes, suffering the consequences. Of dealing with a menace, we getting rich intentions. My name should be not mentioned,
nope. Unless it's in a good way.
Yeah. Or be disciplined, boop bop like on hood day. Dudes be foul with fake, me and my goons get wild as eight. D-town to the P-town, hella miles away. But be on the same thing, nigga, but bang bang. Humble trying to maintain, but haters like drugs. Wanna give me a brain drain. Them against me, it's like a fiat to a freight train.
Bad news is so devastating. Catch your flesh with a rocket, your soul is levitating. Your mind state is a basement, my brain's an elevator. I take you up to a level to escalate your paper. Once you advance to that paper, you gon' see hella haters. Propaganda, lots of cameras and perpetrators. Helicopter, SWAT trucks, go city coppers. I'm so focused, I'm always waving, see you later. My arm hurting from always waving, see you later.
Yo. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We had David Camden with Who Says You Need Money. We had Mr. Mincy featuring Scarface with Keep Moving. We just had Rhyme Scheme with Critical Condition. Previous to that, we had Slow Down by Sir Nasty. And real quick, before I get into my last few tracks, I want to get into some final do's and don'ts real quick in regards to marketing and promotion. As far as marketing goes, you want to make sure that you compile an email list of your fans, DJs, videographers, photographers, just a very thorough email contact list. That way you can get newsletters out. You should be really keeping in touch with your fan base and supporters constantly via newsletters. You can do newsletters at mimi.com, also at Constant Contact. Know your audience. Prepare solicited and non-solicited letter templates so that way your emails aren't scattered and all over the place. You want to make sure that you are engaging with individuals who have blogs that you're interested in, blogs that you currently read and interact with. Make sure that you're contacting and reaching out to the bloggers on those particular sites, not just when you need a service or for them to post you on their particular blogs, but build a relationship with them. That could go a long way. You want to make sure you practice. You always want to practice with purpose. If you're just practicing just to be practicing, then why are you practicing? Practice with purpose. Be determined to become better. Without practice, you kind of pretty much stay the same. And try to, whenever you have a budget, you know, try to be very effective and stretch each and every dollar to the best of its ability, and take advantage of opportunities that come your way. Sometimes it is a little bit hard for individuals to accept help and things of that nature, but we all need help. And if you have individuals out there that are willing to help you, and you have the budget to take care of the necessary things, everything may not always cost you. If you have skills and you can barter services, that's a great way. You know, You whatever you can bring to the table to help out another individual, it's always good if you can work out different agreements and things of that nature through bartering. Some of the things that you don't want to do when promoting your music is you don't want to spam people without speaking, just randomly send people links to your music and things of that nature. I do have a lot of individuals that ask about buying followers and things of that nature. Honestly, you don't want to boost your market improperly. I'm just going to put it to you like that. Make sure that you don't choose a name or a company name. Try not to anyway. That's already chosen. You don't want to choose something that you can't type in Google, like D-I-C-K head or something. Like, you know, you don't want to be eventually, you know, people are not going to be able to search your name with that type of stuff. So make sure you choose a name that people can put in Google or these different search engines. When performing, I know a lot of artists get eager to perform. But when you perform, make sure you're ready. Your first performance could be the very last impression that anybody has of you. So at least make sure you've been practicing, you know, your music, you know how to hold a mic and all that. You can overcome if, you know, your track stops playing, you can still make sure that you go on with your performance. Don't always look in the obvious places for success. Success is, it can be hidden anywhere. Take yourself out of your norm. Make sure you're managing your funds right. Don't mismanage your funds. And don't put amateur artwork and amateur videos out, man. It's too many avenues and too many apps and devices that you can use nowadays where you really shouldn't have mediocre artwork or videos at this point. With that being said, I hope the information that we gave tonight right here on Get Lifted Radio was helpful to you. You can always check out any other broadcast you may have missed at blogtalkradio.com/Get Lifted Radio. And we also put our broadcast up on SoundCloud. So if you're not doing so already, make sure you follow us on Twitter at @GetLifted_Radio. Check us out on Instagram, Get Lifted Radio. And be sure to visit our website, GetLiftedEntertainment.com, for some of the latest indie music and entertainment. We're going to close tonight out with Malik, The Gift, Do You, featuring Young Swain of Florida. And next week, we do have a guest. We have Mr. Swords himself, Swords904 on Twitter, Swords904 on Instagram, representing Jacksonville, Florida. We'll be discussing his music, his latest movie roles, and what he's got coming up next for any type of performances, etc. So with no further ado, I appreciate everybody for tuning in tonight to Turn It Up Tuesdays, and here we go with Malik the Gift, Do You, featuring Young Swain.
Children of the light, we are the original man, and we existed on this planet 96,000 years before they did, and that's the truth.
Do you really want to know what's up? Do you really want to know what if they keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Do you really want to know what's up? Do you really want to know what if they keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Tired of all this foolishness, I'm trying to get y'all conscious. Radio ain't helping dogs, they playing nothing but nonsense. Tight beat, catchy hook, lyrics all fake like Sandy Hook. Malik had a gift, I'ma give it a real. We the people of the book, Israel. Guess you wanna hear me talk about hoes and clothes? Man, I can't take it no more. Every time my brother try to elevate the spirit, cause they wanna be connected with the one that gave us all a soul. I ain't really worried about the politics. Whole government beating y'all a polish. In the mix, let's chop it up. Found a lick in the hood, this ain't knowledge, bro. They don't wanna see us rise up, so they try to keep us falling. Black exploit like nigga charge through the media, we bought it. Black pride was offending them, so they told why stuff I seen down. Took us from kings and queens to niggas and bitches. Do you see what I see now? Hey!
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what if it keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Do you really wanna know what's up? Do you really wanna know what if it keep it from us?
Teach the truth to the young black youth. Let's stop the cooning and unite the loot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what it do. Is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression. Unsigned, treated with profession. Inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it, say yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say yeah. If you really ready, say yeah.
You know,
let's go.